Welcome back. This one's called Immense Science, and it's an advanced trick in Ableton Live 12 that sounds like widening, but it's not the usual stereo widener cheat. We're going to use the Groove Pool as a micro timing and dynamics engine, then combine that with parallel effects lanes, so your Amen break gets wider and more animated without smearing the punch or collapsing in mono. The core idea is simple. One break, cop it into three lanes. Each lane gets a different groove, so they disagree slightly on timing and feel. Then we only let the wide stuff live in the sides, and we automate groove amount over the arrangement like it's an energy dial. By the end, you'll have a break that feels like it's evolving and moving around the stereo field, but the main snare still lands like a nail gun in the middle. Alright, let's build it. First, prep your Amen so it's tight before we make it loose on purpose. Drop an Amen loop into an audio track. Set your tempo somewhere typical for drum and bass, like 174 BPM. Open the clip and make sure warp is on. Now choose a warp mode. Complex Pro is safer for full loops, especially if the loop is a bit messy or has lots of overlapping frequencies. Beats mode is usually better if you want aggressive transient bite. If you go beats, set the transient loop mode to forward, and set preserve to 1/16th or 1/32nd. 1/16th is a great starting point. 1/32nd is tighter, more chopped, and sometimes a bit sharper. If you've done any edits, consolidating is your friend. Command or Control J. The whole point is, start clean, start aligned, because if the source is sloppy, the groove trick turns into chaos instead of controlled movement. Now we set up the three-lane system. Group your Amen track, Command or Control G. Name the group Amen Bus. Inside that group, duplicate your Amen track twice so you have three identical tracks. Name them something obvious. Amen C for center or punch. Amen W for wide effects. Amen G for ghost or air. This is the philosophy. The center lane is authority. The wide lane is motion. The ghost lane is texture. Next, the groove pool. Open the groove pool. In Live, you can grab grooves from the browser under Grooves, then drag one into the groove pool. Pick something that already feels good for jungle or DNB. MPC grooves and swing 16 styles are reliable. If you want more attitude, grab a funkier groove that feels a little late. Now duplicate that groove twice in the groove pool so you have three variations. Name them. Groove A, tight. Groove B, late or wide. Groove C, ghosty or draggy. And now we tweak. For groove A, the tight one, we want subtle timing. Think 10 to 20% timing. Velocity barely touched, like 0 to 10%. Random almost nothing, 0 to 3. Bass can stay at the default, often 1/16th. For groove B, our wide engine, go more obvious. Timing around 35 to 60%. Velocity 10 to 25. Random 5 to 10. This is the one that creates that push-pull feeling. For groove C, the ghost groove, we go intentionally sloppy, but only because it's going to live mostly in the highs. Timing 50 to 80%, velocity 20 to 35, random 10 to 15. And here's a coach note that saves a lot of frustration. Groove is time plus dynamics, not just swing. If your wide or ghost lanes start sounding like they're flanging against the center, it might not be the timing at all. It can be the velocity changes. Because velocity changes feed into compressors and saturation and gates, and suddenly different transients are emphasized differently. So if it gets unstable, try reducing velocity on the wide groove before you reduce timing. That often locks the image back in. Now apply the grooves. Click the clip on Amen C. In Clip View, find the groove selector and choose Groove A. Click the clip on Amen W and choose Groove B. Click the clip on Amen G and choose Groove C. Hit play. What you want to feel is this. The center stays steady. The wide lane feels like it leans slightly behind or around the beat. The ghost lane creates those shimmery little syncopations that make the break feel alive, but not louder. Important. Do not commit grooves yet. Don't bake them in. Keep them live, because we're going to automate groove amount, and that's where the magic really happens. Quick sanity check before we add effects. Zoom in and confirm all three clips start at exactly the same moment. If one lane is even a few milliseconds off, because of a consolidate or a slip, you'll get exaggerated stereo weirdness that no amount of groove tweaking will fix. Align the clip start markers first, then groove. Now build the FX chains. Dock devices are more than enough. Start with Amen C, the center and punch lane. The goal is transient authority and mono compatibility. Put an EQ8 first. High pass around 30 to 40 hc to clean rumble. If it's boxy, a tiny cut around 250 to 400 hc, like 1 or 2 dB. Then add drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6. Boom ease are off or very low. If it muddies, kill it, damp to taste, but don't kill the snap. Then add utility. Set width low, like 0 to 30%. We're basically telling the center lane, you live in the middle. If your utility has base mono, turn it on. Now MNW, the wide effects lane. The rule is, keep lows out of the sides. EQ 8 first again. High pass hard, somewhere around 150 to 250 HE. If the break is really heavy, even higher is fine. Optionally, tame harsh area around 3 to 6 KHC. Then add delay or echo. Keep it synced, 1/16th or 1/8th notes. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Filter the delay so it's not adding mud. High pass the delay around 400 to 800 HC. Low pass somewhere around 6 to 10 KHC. And keep it subtle. This is motion, not a dub siren. Then chorus ensemble, amount 10 to 25%. Rate slow, 0.2 to 0.6 HC. Width high, 120 to 200. Then auto pan. Rate 1/8 or 1/16th, amount 20 to 40%, and set phase to 180 degrees so it's true stereo motion, not just volume wobble. Then utility at the end, with 140 to 200%. This is where you can get excited, but you also need to be responsible, because this lane can destroy mono if you let it. Optional but very powerful. The micro room trick. Put hybrid reverb before chorus and pan. Set to a tiny room. Decay around 0.2 to 0.5 seconds. High pass the reverb above 700 HC and keep wet extremely low, like 3 to 10%. You're not hearing reverb. You're adding early reflections that read as width once the groove offsets are in play. Now MNG. The ghost and air lane. This is texture. It should be felt more than heard. EQ 8 first. High pass aggressively 500 HC to 1 KHC. Optionally, a gentle high shelf boost around 8 to 12 KHC if you need air. Add redux, but tiny. Downsample maybe 2 to 6. Bit reduction minimal unless you want that full 90s crunch. Add hybrid reverb, short plate or room. Decay around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. High pass inside the reverb above 600 HC. The goal is a bright tail that doesn't wash into the low mids. Add utility. Width 160 to 200% and pull the gain down. This lane is never supposed to become the main break. Now, the advanced move. Groove pool automation. Select the clip on MNW. In clip view, find groove amount. This is the percentage of how strongly the groove is applied. Now go to arrangement view and automate that groove amount over time. A great musical starting pattern is, at the start of a verse or the start of the drop, heap it tighter, like 15 to 25%. During a build-up, ramp up to 45 to 65. Then on the last bar or two before a change, spike it quickly up to 70 or even 85%. Then snap back. On the ghost lane, you can go more extreme. You might run 30% in calmer sections, then slam it to 80 to 100% for fills and turnarounds. On the center lane, keep it steady, usually 5 to 20% max. The whole illusion depends on the middle beating consistent. And another coach note, ambience loves late. If your wide lane has sync delays, a slightly late groove makes those repeats feel like they're answering the dry hit. If you push the groove early, the repeats can step on the center and feel messy. So if it's cluttering the backbeat, try nudging the wide groove toward late behavior or just reduce its groove amount in the densest moments. You can also do groove swapping as an arrangement trick. Instead of only automating amount, you can literally switch which groove the wide lane uses in different sections. Moderate groove for the first 16 bars, looser groove for the next phrase, and then a ridiculous fill-only chaos groove just for the last bar of an 8-bar block. It's an evolution tool that doesn't require new samples. Now glue it together on the Amen bus group. On the group, add glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto, or something like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not flattening, we're binding. Add saturator after it. Soft clip on. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB, then EQ 8 for final cleanup. High pass around 25 to 35 HC. If the sides get harsh, a gentle tame around 8 to 12 KHC can help. Now do the mono survival test, because this entire technique is about being wide without being weak. Put a utility at the end of the Amen bus. Set width to 0%, or just hit mono. Even better, map the device activator to a key or MIDI button so you can toggle mono instantly while you tweak. When you collapse to mono, ask one question. Does the rhythm still read and does the snare still punch? If mono collapses badly, don't immediately blame the groove. Fix the usual suspects, turn down chorus amount on the wide lane. Reduce utility width on wide and ghost. Reduce delay wet or feedback. And raise the high-pass filter on wide and coast so the low-mid energy stays in the center. Also remember that velocity point, sometimes the groove's velocity control is what's destabilizing your stereo image because it's making the FX react differently each hit. Pull velocity down and the facey feeling often disappears. Here's a practical 32-bar arrangement plan you can copy. Bars 1 to 8, intro. Only Amen C. Tight groove, around 10 to 15%. Maybe automate a high pass opening slightly to create lift into the next phrase. Bars 9 to 16. Build. Fade in Amen W, and ramp its groove amount from around 20% up to 50. Bring in Amen G very quietly for air. Bars 17 to 24. Drop A. All lanes active. Wide groove amount around 45 to 65. Ghost around 50 to 80. And you can automate autopan amount slightly higher every fourth bar for that rolling evolution. Bars 25 to 32. Varination and fills. Bake the wide groove amount to 80 for a single bar on fills. Do quick reverb throws only on the ghost lane by automating hybrid reverb wet, then snap it back. The break feels like it's doing new things, but you didn't add any new auto. If you want a heavier, darker version of this, here are two upgrades. First, sidechain the wide layers to the center break. Put a compressor on Amen W, enable sidechain, input from Amen C. Go for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, with a fast attack and medium release. The punch stays dead center, and the sides bloom around it.